All I know, him by is Reggie, Brother Reggie. Passed away the 31st of May. Brother Reggie survived by his wife, Juanita. His sons, Chuck, John Allen, and Stephen. His granddaughter, Hannah. His great-grandson, David. His sisters, Jill and Judy. And his mother, Miss Lois. For many, many years, he's called every week, sometimes twice. It'd be rare if he would finish speaking within an hour and then apologize, and I'd tell him to hush. He didn't have to apologize to me. If his heart was full, you might be there 2 hours. But we've walked together . I'm going to read 2 verses to you. At a moment, you'll see why I read the first. There came a letter or a writing to him, the son of Jehoshaphat, from Elijah, the prophet. Elijah's dead. I don't know if he gave it to Elisha. I don't know how. All I know is that the king got a letter from a dead prophet. I heard a voice in heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow. It'd be when life is over, before my dear friend's works will be judged, will be finished. They will follow. But until that day, his life will continue speaking. And the Lord Jesus looked at Martha that was cumbered about with much serving, many things. And he said, Martha, Martha, one thing's needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken from her. It'll go on with her into eternity. Just sitting at the feet of Jesus, just her. Oh, there were probably others in the room. There were others in the room, but Mary was in that particular place, isolated and all alone, just sitting at the feet of Jesus. And Christ said, that good part she chose. will never be taken from her. She'll keep it here, but she'll keep it throughout all eternity. It's what you do with your time. It's how you are at the feet of Christ that counts. A writing from a dead prophet. And the reason I read that to you is because several months ago, Brother Reggie asked me to speak to you from this verse. Although my house be not so with God, Brother Reggie was born from Papa Roy, who was the child of Granddaddy Roy, who was the great-grandchild and gone and on all the way back, who was the son of Adam. And he came into the world a sinful creature, following his course in life, going his own way, doing his own thing, without hope, without a desire of God. And if he ever thought of God, he pushed those thoughts immediately out of mind, because he was enjoying life, living. He didn't want a Savior sitting on the throne of his heart. So he stayed busy, mentally and physically, until one day he could not go any further. And by the sovereign work of God Almighty, he found out that he was a sinner. Oh, he knew that. Long time. One day he found out he was a true sinner. Found out when God began by the Spirit working in his soul. He was born not of blood, born not of the will of man, but it was born of God, of him. Was he in Christ Jesus, who was made unto him his wisdom, his righteousness, his salvation, his sanctification? Modern evangelicals say, believe, work of God in the soul of any man says you are a sinner. And there's something before believing. Recognition of who you are in Adam. Those they that are whole don't need a physician. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And until a man gets to be a sinner, he's not a candidate for salvation. I don't care what they say out there. God saves only sinners. One day, at the foot of the cross, Brother Reggie had God hold his eyes, his head upward, and had God open his eyes, and he looked at that cross, and on the middle pole there he saw a serpent So that was Jesus. And from his own mouth, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. There that day, that man there. No, that's just his house. He's moved on. But he saw a man that God had made to be sin. And he saw the sufferings of that man. And he knew it was because of him. God put him up there because of my sins. He found out he was a sinful creature. He found out he was a guilty creature before God. He found out that he was living in pollution of which he could not deliver himself. God opened his eyes and he saw Jesus. There, for the first time, there was a realization. And a discovery that God favored Brother Reggie Roy. Oh, I found out that God favored me because I read John 3:16. You don't know. Mm-mm. I found out because the preacher told me that God loves everybody. I found out because you only will make a discovery and find out that by a realization that God put it in your soul. You'll never know the love of God until you discover by experience. Salvation, redemption, justification, sanctification. That's not religious terms that the children of God learn from the Baptist Confession of Faith. It's not terms that we learn because the preacher preached on these doctrines. These are reality in our soul. Amen. Jesus Christ dying. It's not a history fact. And Jesus Christ being raised from the dead, I don't believe that because I read that in the gospel or I read it in a history book. I believe it because God made me aware of it in my soul when he raised me from death to life. I found out about the love of God after I found out I was a sinner. And not before. I know about justification. Brother Reagan knew about justification. He sees it clearer now than I did. He knows more now about the burial, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus than we do. But thanks be unto God Almighty that he's the one that's working in our souls. And we were Christians before we were Baptists. Well, we might have joined and been Baptists and then he saved us. I don't know. Preacher, how do you know you're saved? Well, I was taught that you put it right here on the fly leaf of your Bible, and every time you doubt it, you go back and you look right there, and you tell the devil he's lying. It's empty. Only way I know that I got saved is that I'm being saved. I'm being delivered. not something that happened to me 20 years ago. It's something that is happening all the time. If you ever were saved, you won't quit being saved. Well, I believe once saved, always. Well, I do too. But I believe that the once saved will always be being saved. Because I know what Jesus was talking about when he said in John 3, that which is born of flesh is being flesh, is flesh, and is, could be read, is being, it will always be flesh. Only way I'll get rid of this is as he did. That's right. But until I pass, I live in a body of flesh which is at enmity against God. And I have to keep on keeping on. And I have to keep getting delivered. And I have to keep getting forgiven. Because anybody that ever did repent, they'll always be repenting. Anybody that ever did believe, savingly believe, they'll always be believing. Now, by faith, hope, and love. But my brother did away with faith and hope Thursday morning. But the greatest of these is love. Mary was so in love with the Lord Jesus, so overcome that she sat in that house, her sister wanting her to help. It didn't faze her. She was so in love with Christ. The greatest of the faith. Oh, how necessary faith is to me day by day. And hope. I don't feel like I'm saved every day. Some days I lose hope. But one day, these two will pass. But the greatest will go on into eternity. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Listen to this, dear ones. Who loved me? The letter somebody here a while ago, I don't know, said that he looks like he's ready to preach. That's the one thing that ate at him the most in his physical condition. Because he couldn't. And another lady said, he may be. I'm doing what he told me to do, though I hoped that it never would come to this, that I'd go before him. But I gave you the letter of a friend that has passed on, who gave himself for me. I bet everyone knows this, probably the entire psalm. The Lord is, I think, the greatest word in the 23rd Psalm is mine. He's my shepherd. He might be Brother Tim's, but that's nothing to me. He's my shepherd. He was Brother Reggie's shepherd, but that's nothing to you. He's got to be your shepherd. Go tell the disciples that I ascend to my God and your God and to my Father and to your Father. And I want you to know before it comes your time within your soul that you can use the word my God and my Father. Folks, I still almost am overcome at times when I bend my knees and say my Father. How under heaven could such a creature as I ever be brought to be a son of God? Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant. Brother preacher, read 2 Samuel 23:5 and tell him about that when you stand over me. An everlasting. Brother Reggie found out that the love of God didn't begin when he repented. That's right. He found out that the love of God didn't start when his mother birthed him. He found out that the love of God didn't begin when God created Adam. He found out that the love of God was everlasting. And there never was a time when he wasn't in the heart of God. And God ordained Acts 17. God determined his times. God determined his bounds. And God determined the moment that he'd encounter the gospel, because that God loved him from eternity. And he ordered. And he ordered all things in his life that he might, this past Thursday, finish his race and enter with him into the fullest accomplishments of Jesus Christ on Calvary. I did what he asked me. Now you, whatever's needed in your soul, make sure that somebody can stand over your coffin. It's a rare thing for me to ever say anything about folk being in heaven when I preach their funerals, because most of them I don't know. And I'm not going to lie. I could have thrown up. Monday will be 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, I don't know. Sitting and listening to a so-called preacher tell about how she was in heaven and what a good life she lived. And she never had an interest in the church. She never had an interest in anybody outside of her family. And the lying devil stood there with an open Bible, and her family walked out of there. Mama and grandmama, and my cousin's in heaven, no matter how I live. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.